This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Uh-huh. Welcome to our show.
So, the guy, Elliot Sphincter, is quitting.
Yeah.
Right? That's the big news. That's the breaking news.
That's right.
Still with his wife by his side.
Even Monday.
Now, who would have thought the person that's falling apart about this is Jim Cramer? Here's Jim Cramer, normally when he does his I'm Crazy About Money show.
I have talked to the heads of almost every single one of these firms in the last 72 hours, and he has no idea what it's like out there. None! And Bill Poole has no idea what it's like out there. My people have been in this game for 25 years, and they are losing their jobs, and these firms are going to go out of business, and he's nuts! They're nuts! They know nothing!
Yep, that's him at his absolute finest.
Here he is today. Breaking down, worse than Brett Favre, worse than John Elway, worse than any tragedy known to man.
Wow.
Here is Jim Cramer on the Today Show. This is about 2.5 minutes of goodness.
You know, you've had a couple of rough days on a very personal level. I know that you're good friends with Governor Spitzer and his wife, Silda. You all went to Harvard Law School together. When news of this scandal first broke, what went through your mind?
Well, first, it's not tough for me. I was on air, and I was denying it because it was inconceivable to me. This is—he's a friend of mine, and it's inconceivable. But it happened. He's a great guy. And I love him, and I really love his wife. And it's just very sad. It's just very sad.
I agree. It's sad. But
so many people, Jim, on Wall Street who are celebrating what's happening because he made a lot of enemies when he was Attorney General. They were cheering on the stock exchange when the news broke. How do you deal with their reaction? These are your colleagues. He is your friend.
I've had great ammo to shut him up. I don't have any ammo. I don't have anything I can say. I've defended him for years because he's my friend for a long time. And he still will always be my friend. And so will Silda. But I didn't have anything to tell him to shut up. They have the edge because Elliot screwed up. And I've always defended him because I think what he was doing was right. But now I just have to listen like everybody else.
I have talked to the heads of almost every single one of these firms in the last 72 hours, and he has no idea what it's like out there.
I get the idea he's the guy that screwed around. He shows more remorse than Elliot Sphincter does.
Incidentally, this is a guy that is telling us what to do with our money.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Stable.
I mean, if you want to know, I kind of look at the guy as the face of Wall Street.
Sybil Cramer.
This is how insane it is over there.
And I don't follow it like you do, but even I see. Wasn't it up 400 points yesterday?
Yes. It was up 400 points. He should be dancing.
So why is
Why
is he crashing here?
I thought I was looking at a guy that might have told all his people to get all out yesterday, to take a very high cash position yesterday. I really thought, because usually with those money guys, it's something else. It's Well, I mean, I guess they go all the way back to college together.
There's a part of me, I don't know. Maybe Jim Cramer had visited the Mayflower as well.
You know what? If he had, he's
He's
not the governor.
No, a guy like that can get women.
Bad things that they say about him. And he is a hated figure. But I don't want to come on and say he's a good man because no one likes him now. But he's done a lot of good things, and it's just a sad thing.
You know,
he spent $80,000 on hookers. What's sad about that?
It's sad that he resigned. That's what he's upset about.
Yeah.
Sad that he got caught.
Rob thinks that Jim Cramer has been boning Silda.
It's just very sad.
Everybody's heart is going out to Silda and the daughters. Very well. Today, the New York Times is reporting that aides to the governor claim she is the one saying to him, don't leave, don't step down. I want you to stay on as governor. Knowing her as well as you do, would that surprise you for her to say something like that?
No, she loves it. Well, I think she loves Elliot. I know that he always worshipped her, so it's hard. I mean, I don't want to make any excuses for what he did.
Hold on. Did he worship her $5,000 a time? $4,000 a time? $3,000 a time?
There she was today, standing by her man.
I can't believe it. But she, you know, she loved him. I don't know. It's awkward for me. This is different from the market. You know, I just feel really bad for them. I feel bad for the girls. And
well, we all do, Joe.
I feel bad for some. That's what I said to him. I said, you know, let me speak to Silda because...
You know what I said to him? I said, for God's sakes, don't mention my name.
You know, not to be the never-ending cynic, but those Today Show interviews, especially with regular contributors, are prearranged. And Jim Cramer asked Meredith to bring that up. I'm sure that happened. So,
oh, you think that this might be somehow planned on James Cramer's part and on NBC's part?
Well, I think that Jim Cramer knew that he was going to get the question.
Sure.
I think he knew he was going to get the question.
That's so jaded.
I don't think we're talking crocodile tears necessarily, but I think he wanted to talk about his friend. And I also think he's in very much danger of his head exploding.
It's admirable. You would come on TV and say, hey, the guy's a friend of mine. He did something awful. Yeah. But I think he's a good guy. I have to question why this guy...
I have talked to the heads of almost every single one of these firms in the last 72 hours. And
why this guy is crying like one of the people on the Today Show that they love talking to, where they go, so, your son walked up to the bear at the zoo, and the bear ate your son's head.
Right.
What do you think? I mean, you're getting that type of a reaction from this guy.
Right.
From Jim Cramer.
Right. You'd have to crawl inside of that Jim Cramer brain, that bald chrome dome, and find out exactly what's going on. I think part of it might be how much crap he's taken, because he's been so publicly aligned with Spitzer for so long. You know, they've been buddies for a very long time. So I think, you know, and those guys on Wall Street, I'm sure, you know, Hey, Jim, how's your boy? How's your buddy doing?
So what did you just say? So he went to a hooker. You know, how many of you guys on the trading floor have not been to a hooker before?
Go down to the trading floor and take a survey. Hey, show of hands. Hand count.
I feel bad for you, but it's so that you feel bad for.
It's a personal tragedy on a lot of levels, Jim.
But it's for them. It's not me. Look, I've just known him for a long time. I obviously didn't know him as well as I thought.
You stop it right there. Yeah. What is? Why is he suddenly sounding like Ricky Schroeder in The Champ? Why is he? He is speaking differently.
Why must you always reference my favorite movie of all time?
Well, if you want to see
Johnny Voight at his finest,
if you want to see a professional crier, it was Ricky Schroeder back when he was Ricky Schroeder, and it seems like he's not crying as much as he's talking like a baby. He's doing baby talk. He sounds like he's talking about. Well, and this is a guy. Here's where you put your money. This
I've talked to the heads of almost every single one of these firms.
And I pull up the thing. I am the God of Hellfire. Okay. I'm telling you, that sounds like it's on this one right here.
Okay. All right, and then play that last segment you played, and tell me if you don't think that's baby talk.
Okay, first here you go.
I am the God of Hellfire, and I bring you.
I have talked to the heads of almost every single one of these firms in the last.
I am the God of Hellfire, and I bring you.
And then do you want this, Mike?
Baby talk.
You know, you've had a couple of rough days on a very personal level. I know that you're good friends with Governor Spitzer and his wife, Silda. You all went to Harvard Law School together. When news of this scandal first broke, what went through your mind?
Well, first, it's not tough for me. I was on air, and I was denying it because it was inconceivable.
You know, you're right.
I'm the champ. You're the best, the champ.
I was on air, but Mommy wouldn't change poopy diaper.
And the longer he goes, the more he gets into baby talk.
Yeah, he's ramping up.
At the very end, he's super
baby
talk.
He's a friend of mine, and it's inconceivable. But it happened.
It's inconceivable. It's inconceivable. He took the popsicle. Inconceivable.
He took the popsicle.
I have talked to the heads of almost every single one of these firms in the last 72 hours, and he has no idea what it's like out there.
Went. He's a great guy. I love him, and I really love his wife. And it's just very sad. It's just
that stuff right there.
Maybe a problem.
I really love his wife.
He's a friend. He's a good friend. He's a friend of mine. I'm very, very angry. I know Shota as well.
Okay.
Hold me, Meredith. Hold me, Meredith.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Hold on. Where's the mommy boobies?
Mommy boobies.
There you go. Silda. We better start. Hey, Phil, where are your panties?
Oh, I forgot to put on panties.
The Don and Mike Show.
That would be your problem, not ours.
Now you can be a smart ass.
Why don't you just shut up?
Shut up.
Why don't you shut up?
Shut up, Paula.
So sorry.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Shut up.
Stop it with a shut up.
Do you want to listen or do you want to be a smart ass?
Would you want to just sit there and unbutton your shirt?
Absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
Absolutely useless.
Would you make up your mind, please?
Shut up.
Okay. I'm a man.
What was that?
But I pulled a boner. I did it again.
That was sexy.
You want it? You got it.
Right.
Do you want to listen or do you want to be a smartass?
I'd rather be a smartass. How about you, Mike?
I'd rather be a smartass, too.
Now you can be a smartass.
Okay. Hate to see Robbie.
It was forgettable, boring, and I expect a lot better from you because you're better than that.
What do you think about me and Mike?
I like you, though. I like you both.
Thank you.
You're funny.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hey, did you see Buzz's scar?
You naughty little thing.
I know.
What does Joe say a lot?
Duh.
What was that, Simon?
Duh.
Wow.
Again?
Duh.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
I loved it.
Oh, we got to get to the phone number. Sorry.
Sorry.
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
Give me a moment.
Shut up.
Simon.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
There you go. How about you, Letterman?
Vagina!
Hey, baby.
Is everybody happy?
Yeah. Oh, so good. How about you, Colette?
You are. Sweetwack. I hate you. I hate your big fat ball head ass.
That was funny.
Thank you, Larry.
Let's say hi to Buzz.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi. Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Oh, hi, Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi, Tobias Brothers.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
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 What's it smell like? It
smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Wow.
Ew.
Don and Mike Show, and it's Wednesday. And the phone number, same as it was yesterday, is 877-365-3636. You are. Music is the doctor. Here's the first call of a brand new show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, I was there's something wrong with every financial guy out there. I'm taking a class right now. I'm studying engineering degree. These guys are blue. Even my professor's blue. I think there's something wrong with him.
Boy, this guy sounds like Jim Cramer Jr., doesn't he?
He's ramped up, but I got what he was saying. He said there's something wrong with every financial guy that's out there. And, you know, my brother-in-law used to work in the area of finance, right, down on the market. And he was down at, the World Trade Center prior to the big day. And he said to me that these guys, these traders,
right,
they're kind of nuts. Not these analysts, but the traders.
More music.
These traders are actually kind of nuts.
Well, sure, I think
they're wrapped real tight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know Wall Street, so I don't know the difference between the traders and the talking heads and the analysts and all that.
Right.
But the guys that I guess are in the trenches, and that's what Jim Cramer tries to imitate. He's got the sleeves rolled up. Those kind of guys.
The guys that I have no absolutely no frame of reference on this, except back in school when they would show you the film of guys jumping out of windows,
right?
Yes, during the great stock market crash.
Yeah,
that's about it. I don't see guys jumping out of windows now. So I go, that's okay.
I think that they've always been wrapped tight.
Yeah, they always yell and scream, but as long as they're not jumping out of windows,
right?
Then everything seems to be okay.
Mostly, I don't think they jumped out of windows with the last real decline that we had in the market.
No, this was like olden time when
29.
Crash. When you would see the old black and white footage,
the depression, the
right?
Crash.
Sometimes, if you look in an Asian film, you'll see like if there's a fire, they'll jump out of windows, but they'll have a mattress.
Yes, that's a different kind of jumping, Robin.
But that's
But thank you for that.
That's nice.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio God, how's it going?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I was wondering if you heard Alan Dershowitz was on NPR completely defending the Spitzer guy, and he said it was all going to be pretty much it's going to be a falsehood at some point. And I don't know what's up with these Jewish guys trying to cover each other's asses for.
I don't think it's a Jewish thing. Although I'll tell you,
is Jim Cramer Jewish?
I did see
Dershowitz.
I did see Alan Dershowitz.
Uh-huh. That's that's another Harvard connection.
I saw him on TV being interviewed, right. And I am totally fixated because when I see him, I think about the Klaus von Bülow movie.
I defended Klaus von Bülow. That was his big ticket.
I think of the actor that played him in that movie. Who was that guy?
Ron Silver.
Ron Silver and Jeremy Irons as Klaus von Bülow.
Outstanding.
And what was the name of his wife in that? What was the real one? Klaus von Bülow's wife?
Oh God,
it was something like elitist.
It was
something
like Missy or
Sonny?
Sonny. That was it. Sonny.
Sonny von Bülow.
Hi, Klaus.
Sonny. Sonny, are you in there? Sonny. Hello, Sonny. You've been in the bathroom for an hour, Sonny.
All I know is that Klaus von Bülow had that kind of way of talking. do you think that I've murdered Sonny? Do you think I've murdered her? I have not murdered Sonny.
I would like some more eggnog, please.
Boy, I'd like some eggnog right now. I forgot how much I enjoyed eggnog during the holidays.
For a dream set.
The calcils sure were special.
He had some of the best. Like, get out of the grocery store, just the kind store-bought eggnog.
No. We never, never edit Hank's thoughts.
Eggnog.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
What's up, Buzz?
Hey.
Hey, I don't think this guy, the governor's career is over by a long shot. I mean, look at Jerry Springer. He's doing great still.
And he paid with a check.
Yeah, but
that's the biggest idiot of all time.
But I don't think Elliot Spitzer has the, boy, it sounds weird coming out of my mouth, the talent that Jerry Springer does to entertain.
Right. Well, also, Jerry Springer was not going after prostitution rings. I mean, Elliot Spitzer's whole thing was based on corruption out of government.
He's
clean as a whistle. That was his entire foundation of his political
career.
Wasn't
he running like for mayor of Cincinnati at the time or something like that?
He might have been mayor of Cincinnati.
I
thought he was mayor and he paid with a check. I think that's why he got busted.
Maybe it's why he was running for reelection. You know, that's a show, that Jerry Springer show. Every once in a while, if you're just screwing around, you go, God, what's on awful Channel 50?
Uh-huh.
You turn it on and you go, oh, man, is this an old one or a new one?
And then you
check out the hairstyles and you check out the clothes, uh-huh. And then you go, I didn't know this was still on.
Yeah.
And then for like 10 minutes, it's like the first time all over again.
It's a fight, right?
Yeah. Except,
it's every time. It's a fight. It's a fight between baby's mama.
Yeah, except now Jerry doesn't even get involved anymore.
Right.
Jerry Springer just walks off stage now.
Stays in the audience.
He has the big security guys come in,
right.
And they get in a fake fight.
Yeah.
Get in a fake staged fight.
I didn't know the show was still on. And
yeah.
It's just every once in a while you go, wow.
Still has a cult following. A popular phrase, go on the pole, referring to the stripper pole they have in the studio.
He's on the pole. He's on many lists of a mogul. He's making a ton of money with
he's
that
not
show.
Hurting.
He really is.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Very well. How about with ye?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
Calling from Wichita, Kansas.
Warning.
I feel like we're on Facebook now.
Huge Buzz Burbank fan. I just want to tell Buzz I idol him, and I strive to be like him every day.
I idol him.
I couldn't be more honored.
Does it
Thank
feel
you.
Good to be idol, Buzz?
It sure does, Mike. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
About idol last night?
Oh, yes, idol.
I don't know, seriously, what has sucked the life out of my TV more. Do we have the tape of that girl doing the country version of the song?
The worst performance of the night.
They finally get all the Beatles catalog,
mm-hmm.
And they pick maybe out of the 12 contestants 6 of the worst songs that you could possibly choose, and the other 6 are, yeah, okay, boy, I'm
it's
really
right.
I am.
See,
off,
I'm not with you this time.
I'm off that bandwagon.
I loved it last night.
I'm off.
I was thoroughly and completely entertained.
Yeah.
Yes, there were terrible performances, but there were some really good performances,
no.
Including my man who I changed on last night, Chiquaze.
Oh,
Chiquaze was the man last night, and he started the show, and I said that was a really clever way of doing it. And then I found myself just entertained at the, you know, the new energy and the new yeah, stage and I all that. You're not with me on that, huh?
First off, I saw the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Uh-huh. So I don't need to see that scene again. Chowizzi. Chakizzi.
Chiquese.
Fachizzi.
Chiquese.
The new set. I defy you to sit down and tell me what's new about it.
The bass player up in the up in the pole.
Yeah,
listen. Oh, the band, the raised band up in the top.
I'm the smartest guy in the room. This American Idol is going off a cliff, and I'm jumping off now.
Talking about this room today, are you speaking
the global room?
The global room.
The global room.
Is that like the 800-pound gorilla? The same type of figure of speech? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I think so. It's just, man. It's like when you smell a dead body somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching that show, and I don't know, maybe you guys never walked into a room and had the pleasure of smelling a dead body.
Many times.
Or, you know, anything that's passed away. Or bad food.
Right. Yeah.
Same thing.
Sure.
Like that turkey last night.
Yeah, we all smelled that.
Perfect.
You.
So you're not back with it at all last night. I kind of enjoyed myself last night.
Now, so what are you saying? You never again? What are you saying about American Idol?
I'll watch it tonight.
Okay.
But I believe that My days of opening and just saying, put it in, Simon, are over.
Saying, ah.
Yeah,
gotcha.
I think so.
Right.
I'm really turning a corner. Jerry Springer was elected to the Cincinnati City Council in 1971. Forced to resign in 74 after admitting to hiring a prostitute. The episode was uncovered in a police raid in a massage parlor in Kentucky with a check Jerry Springer had written for services.
I had been a Kentucky hooker.
It's just across the line. I mean, it's very close.
Jerry Springer, Captain. Number
7. Only on the montage?
Yeah.
That's really not enough. Buzz, did you watch the show?
No, I did not.
Let it be. Let it be.
Okay, so there's Let It Be.
Didn't like that one. Didn't like that one. Didn't understand that one, but I liked it.
Which shines around me.
I love that. Thought he did a kick-ass job on it. They blew him off, too, after that.
Huh.
They didn't know what they were talking about. See, here's the one.
Okay, they made the mistake of telling this empty-headed bimbo last week, which she did faithfully by Journey, like with a country twang.
Uh-huh. Right.
They said, dog! That's it!
That works.
So she took a Beatles song and made it like a fiddle song.
Oh. Yeah. She countrified it because they've been telling her, go country every single week.
There it is.
Very sad.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's still Jim Cramer. Sure.
Hey, please, holy David. My God. Oh, come on. That's that's vomitorial.
I like her, but I like the way she looks. I did not like that song.
I didn't like any of them. The only thing I liked is that punk kid at the end forgot the words.
Well, see? Doesn't that contribute to the overall niceness of the whole presentation? The guy we hate, David Archuleta, the little phony kid, he messed up.
Listen, with the great volume of music that Lennon and McCartney gave us.
Well, we had Let It Be. We had 8 days a week. These are great songs.
If I had the time, off the top of my head last night, I was sitting there going, a million different songs. You will hear them all tonight when they do their little Brady Bunch.
They be doing more Beatles as the season goes on? I would think so.
This was a one-night shot.
Really?
This was it. Wow. This, right, Robbie?
Well, they have the licensing now.
They could bring Beatles songs back.
They did Beatles songs in the finale last year.
I was hoping for Rocky Raccoon.
But just focus.
I really was. I thought when the country girl came out, I said, okay, she's going to do Rocky Raccoon.
That
perfect little country song. But no, she turned 8 days a week into a country song.
One of the rock guys could have done, you know, she came through the bathroom. I mean, there's a lot of.
Hey,
you know,
Jude.
Yeah, Hey, Jude.
The rock girl should have done Hey, Jude.
And maybe you will agree with me on this, Mike. This is maybe a killer on American Idol for me. No matter what the performance is, you've got to get the studio executive's daughters out of the first three rows, where they all do the hands going back and forth, where really when the one chick was playing the song, they were screwing with the time of the song. She was doing a very mellow acoustic version.
Yes.
And back and forth, the swaying was going faster.
The only thing that wasn't there was the lighters.
Yeah.
Because they're not allowed to smoke.
Or the light bright thing. Anyway, I thought it sucked. You liked it, huh?
I liked the overall show, and I liked some of the performances. And the thing is, at the very end, when I said, you've got the perfect show, David Archuleta, the guy, the kid that I thought was the phoniest stage kid in the world, he's like, I'm really nervous. I'm really nervous. And he was. And he screwed up. And then you got to see his reaction where he's not, oh, thank you, all wide-eyed. You get to see him taking adversity. I enjoyed the show.
I was probably not too many times that John Lennon looks down and says, boy, I'm glad I'm dead.
Yeah.
I think last night was probably one of those times.
Might have been.
Even with all some of the crappy performances, though, I'm such a Beatles fan. I love the Beatles. And it was nice to hear, you know, those songs as opposed to some of the crap that's been there before.
I mean, but the list, though, Mike, Hello, Goodbye. I mean, there's so many great
right.
pop songs.
Oh, there are millions.
Lady Madonna, Obladi, Oblada. Songs that even a moron can sing at a party.
But these kids, you got 16 and 17-year-olds, they don't know it.
All right, we got to get a break. And we'll continue this on the other side, everybody.
Super.
This is the Don and Mike Show.